Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Make sure by the end of this year, you have wowed your relationships. Wowed your relationships. What do I mean by that? Well, wowing your relationships means today, you sit down, you identify the most important relationships in your life, and you ask the question, how can I wow that person this year? And it doesn't mean you have to do anything extravagant and buy them big gifts or take them on big trips, though you might have one or two people you want to do that with. It just means, usually here's what wows people: appreciation, a written card, some encouraging audio texts, a nice email, more frequent phone calls. It's simple. It's simple. Wow the most important people in your life by the end of this year. Now, I know you might have already had a good track record. Maybe you had a great summer with somebody. Carry it on. See it through. Finish this year strong in your relationships. Remember, long-term healthy relationships are a secret to longevity and life satisfaction. So who's somebody that you could reach out to with some appreciation, some love, some encouragement? I put this as part of my morning routine, some of you guys know, is I send 5 encouraging audio texts every single morning to the persons in my personal life, usually, sometimes in my professional life, my peer network or my team. Usually for me, it's my personal network of friends and family who've encouraged me throughout the years. And I want to be that source for them. And so who could you wow by the end of this year? Maybe you've had a tough year, like lots of couples did, with your partner, your spouse, and you've kind of been struggling a little bit. And right now it's been all about the blame and the negativity. And maybe you guys aren't even going to make it. But could you still do something to wow that person? I think that when we remember that we signed up for the relationships we're in our life, by and large, that, you know, okay, I signed up for this. I'm going to end this well, or I am going to wow this person, or I'm going to take it as an obligation or responsibility to make their life better. Right? It's my job, I feel, in my marriage to make our life better, to constantly surprise my wife, to constantly give and be generous into that relationship, even when it's busy, even when it's hard, with little things. And I can't say I'm great at it, but it's always on my intention radar. It's every day I'm thoughtful about it. Every day I try to do something, and it doesn't take much. I mean, the joy my wife gets when I pick up or clean up is amazing, you know? So we all have different ways, and most people don't need you to do some big extravagant thing. It's the things that they need. It's, you know, their love language. It's their priority, their preference, even if you don't like it. You know, even if that's not the meal you want to eat, make them that meal that day, maybe. Maybe you've had a hard time and you know you could hold it against them. Maybe today you let it go and you approach them with open arms and an open spirit to try to repair. And I think you'll surprise people when you try to repair, or when you schedule something nice, or when you send an audio. Your relationships are, that's it.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now, the next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
And even though I've done a lot of counseling and consoling and hospice throughout my life with people who lose loved ones, recently I had to go do that with a family. And I saw how that family came together and in every little way tried to support each other through a hard time. Little things. But it was little things we remember that, wow, I remember I lost my dad to acute myeloid leukemia back in 2009. And I don't think I've ever really talked about this very much, but it was really difficult. He had been healthy. One day, kind of felt a pain in his side, got a little unbalanced, went to the hospital, and they said, "Mr. Burchard, you have 7 days to live." And because they had found out that AML had already started taking his body. He did a first course of chemo, didn't look like much, put him on the second course of chemo. That didn't do very much. And his body had been weakened that much by the chemo and the cancer at that point. So they sent him home for hospice. And he died shortly thereafter. And from diagnosis to death, a completely healthy guy, the week before he was bowling and golfing and working out at the gym. That diagnosis to the end, he made it not 7 days, he made it 59 days. So we had 2 months with Pops. And in that time, we had a lot of friends come over. We had a lot of friends call. We had old family members we hadn't even heard from you know, down the lineage chart come turn out who I hadn't even met. I'll never forget those visits. Those people who showed up during that tough time. And someone you know in your life, maybe they're not facing someone who is passing, or maybe they are. Maybe you know somebody who lost a loved one this year and you could reconnect with them by the end of this year and send them a note of encouragement, do a Zoom call or a FaceTime and just spend an hour talking with them about nothing, just to be there because you remembered them after everybody moved on. Because what happens is when someone passes away, everyone's there for the spouse or the partner or the family in the first day, the first week, the first month. They're there for the funeral or they send things in the after month. But 2 months after, no one's asking anymore. And that hole is still in the heart. And sometimes when someone remembers that 2 months later, 6 months later, a year later, and they just call and check in and see how you've been, that's wow. That's humanity. That's empathy. You never forget that. And so I bet someone you know this year went through some hardship. Check in on them. Be that person who wows them that you had the compassion and the care to see how they were doing. I promise it'll make a difference for them and it will enliven your heart and remind you why we're all here, which is for one another.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag #GrowthDay. That's #GrowthDay because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.